Chapter 20. Apollyon. The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Christian continued his journey. Four young women accompanied him to the foot of the hill. They were discretion, piety, charity, and prudence. Soon they were talking again. Christian remembered, "It was difficult for me to climb up the hill, but I think going down is difficult and dangerous too." "Yes," Prudence added, "that is true. We now will come into a very deep valley. This valley's name is the Valley of Humiliation. It is very difficult for a person to go down into it, for it is very easy to stumble in the valley. Therefore, we will go down with you a little way." Very carefully, Christian walked down step by step. Still, he slipped a few times. Explanation. After those wonderful days in the house, Christian had to enter the Valley of Humiliation. He struggled with that, and for that reason he sometimes slipped. Being humble is difficult for us too, for we want to be proud instead. We want to be important and to look down on other people. If you are humble, you say, "Lord, the lowest place on earth is still too high for me. I deserve nothing anymore. What a miracle that thou art so good for me now." How good and easy it is, if that is the case with us. In my dream, I saw them coming to the foot of the hill. The young women wanted to return, but first they took good care of Christian. They gave him a loaf of bread, a bottle of wine, and a cluster of delicious raisins. Then they returned. Christian traveled on alone. He traveled into the Valley of Humiliation. Soon he encountered a great difficulty. He was just on his way and noticed that an enemy was coming towards him. It was an enemy of his soul named Apollyon. This devil wanted to destroy everything. Christian trembled from fear and thought, "What must I do now? Go back or stand my ground?" Suddenly he knew and thought, "I must not flee, because then the enemy would attack me from the back, and I have no shield behind me. He would only have to shoot one fiery arrow, and I would be injured already. So that would be much too dangerous. I will just stand my ground. I will wait for him to come." A little later, Apollyon stood before Christian. He looked like an animal of prey. His mouth seemed like the mouth of a lion. In the Bible, he was called a dragon. He looked at Christian with an impudent look on his face. Christian looked him straight in his terrible face. "Where are you from, and where are you going?" Apollyon wanted to know. "I am from the city of destruction, the place of all evil, and I am traveling to the city of Zion." "Okay," Apollyon replied, "you are from the city of destruction? So that means you are one of my citizens, for that entire country belongs to me. I am the god and king of that place. How do you dare run away from your king? You are mine, and as soon as I do not need you anymore, I will strike you down with one blow." "It is true that I was born in your country and that I served you," Christian answered. "But your service was hard, and I earned so little that I could not even stay alive. And what kind of work did I have to do for you? Sin, only sin. And what did I earn with that? Death. That was my wage. First, I did not care about it, but later, when I got older, I started to think about it. I thought, this is not going well. This way I must die. How can I make sure it will get better? I did not want to live on like that, and that is why I left you. Apollyon grumbled a moment and said, there has never been a king who wanted to lose his citizens. Do you not understand that I will not just let you go? And then, in a friendlier voice, but I think I understand you a little bit. You complain that you did not earn enough money with me. But be content. Just come back to me, and I will take good care of you. I promise I will give you everything our land produces. Oh, no, Christian answered. I belong to someone else already. I bound myself to the King of Kings, and it would not be right to go back. Mockingly, Apollyon stared at him. That means it will not go well with you. I have seen people going to that king more often, but after a while, they all come back to me again. You should do the same, and everything will be well again. How can I ever do that? Christian asked. I told him I will be faithful to him forever. I even took an oath, so I cannot just go back to you again. Then I would be a betrayer. Come on, Apollyon coaxed. Did you not run away from me too, even though you promised to stay with me? I could make trouble of that too. But never mind, I will not become angry about it. But then you must come back to me. Do not think I am going to do that, Christian spoke firmly. Earlier I wanted to belong to you and promised you several things. But at that time I did not know what I was doing. That was terrible. Happily, my new king is willing to forgive this. He is a much better king. Everything is better with him. You get better wages with him. He reigns better. His servants are better. And everybody who is with him is good. I like it much better in his country, too. But you are Apollyon. You want to destroy everything. You do not need to ask if I am coming back. I am not doing so. I have a different king. I am his servant, and I want to follow him, him only. Yes, but, Apollyon argued, calm down a bit. So you think it is better to serve that other king? You are wrong. Do you think he will help you? Certainly. Certainly not. That king never came to deliver his servants out of my hands. He just never comes to deliver them. I at least help my faithful servants. The whole world knows that. I help them with my clever plans. Sometimes I just hit wherever I can to deliver them, and when they are distressed, I save them. And I promise you, I will do the same with you. You do not need to, Christian said. My king will help me, and all of his citizens. He always helps us, though not always right away. That way everyone can see that we want to stay with him and truly love him. Now think carefully for a moment, Apollyon began again. You really took the wrong way. Do you know what is all going to happen on that way? Most servants of that king had a terrible end there, and that is their own fault, for they did not listen to me and left me. How many of them did not die a miserable death? Miserable? Christian asked. You think it is miserable, but they themselves do not think so. They count it an honor to die like that. For them, it is not so important that things turn out well here on earth. They long much more for the day that their king is coming. For when he comes with his angels, they may be with him forever. That is glorious. Well, well, Apollyon cried. Do you really think you will receive something so beautiful from your king? Certainly not. You were not even faithful to him. not faithful? When? When you began your journey, you almost choked in the slough. And you certainly still remember that you took the wrong way. You wanted to get rid of your burden quickly, but you had to wait until your king took the burden off your back. And think of your sinful sleep when you lost your role. One time you even considered going back when you saw the lions, remember? Things did not look well for you at all, Christian. Do you know why you talk about your journey like this? I tell you that you only want to become an important man. Then Christian responded, "Everything you say is true. There are even more things wrong which you did not tell, but my king wants to forgive them all. Earlier, sin reigned over me when I still lived in your country, but I sighed and cried about those sins, and my king forgave them all." Explanation. One enemy hates it that the Lord is good for Christian. This is Apollyon. Apollyon is the devil. The devil loves going to people who are still full of the thoughts of the Lord. He wants to destroy this as soon as possible. How terrible he looks, does he not? Of course, the devil cannot show himself like that in real life. The devil is a spirit, and you cannot see a spirit. But why did Bunyan write it down in this way? He did that to show us that the devil is just like an animal of prey. He tries to rob and capture as many people as possible. If you do not know the Lord, he often does it very calmly. You sometimes do not even notice that he is your king. But if you are going to serve the Lord, you will get to know him better. Then he tries to get you back again in many ways. First, he pretends to still be your ruler. If that does not work, he starts promising you all kinds of things. Go, sin again. That will make you much happier. You can get everything from me. Next, he gives you evil thoughts of God. God never helps, he says. He also tries to make you afraid. If you serve the Lord, things will end badly. And if that does not work, he points at your sins. Do you really think that someone like you may come to the Lord? You can see it. The devil is a good talker. He has thousands of years' experience already. That already began in paradise. Still, we see that Christian loves his new king much more. He does not let himself be convinced.